please do be seated. Bethany is making her way up now. She's going to do our reading, which is from Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 3.
The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
Okay, if we could have our first slide. So, who do you think you are? Well, I'm a big fan of the TV show Who Do You Think You Are? Although they do seem, in my opinion anyway, to have sort of got to the end of the barrel, as it were, on people. They don't seem to be quite so interested, but then maybe it's because I'm not into soap opera stars or pop stars. But over the last few years, I've really enjoyed tracing my own family tree, as well as finding information on those whose names appear on our two war memorial boards in church. And I've even been able to help one or two people here at church with their own investigations into their family history. And it's been exciting for me to be able to discover my roots, find out where I came from, even though I haven't as yet found the supposed highwayman who's supposed to be of our family legend. So, who am I? Well, this is my family tree, or at least it's a shortened version of it. So we start off with me, then my dad, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, and great-great-great-grandfather going all the way back to 1795. And I've got some photographs. I know, wasn't I cute? What do you mean? You aren't any longer. Oh, come on. So that was me. I was about 6 months old. That was my mum and dad when they got married in 1952. Next one, that's both sets of grandparents when they got married in the 1920s. And that is my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmother going back to the 1830s, almost 200 years ago. So photographs there of five generations. Now I've also got, as possessions, I've got my father's Second World War soldier's service and pay book as part of the family archives. That's quite special to me because it's one of the few personal belongings of my dad when he was younger. One of my grandfathers was a tram conductor, and I've got, some of you may recognise, some of the older people in the congregation might recognise one of these. This is a tram ticket holder that the conductor would get. It's more actually a bit more like a mouse trap, because these things are really quite sharp. And there's actually even an old tram ticket in there, and he would have used that on his trams back in the 1930s and 40s, just before he died. One of my great-grandfathers was a Royal Navy's ship's carpenter, and he made this, which is a footstool that he made for my great-grandmother, that lady there. He made that for her, supposedly out of decking of one of the Royal Navy's warships. I'm not sure which one it is, but that is offcuts from a Royal Navy warship. I hope it didn't sink as a result of that, but that, again, is very special to us. We've also got this George the Fourth silver suit tree. No, you can't bid for it. It's been in the family since around 1820. When it was made, and with it are two silver soup spoons that go with it that have got the family crest engraved on it as well. Again, real special personal items for me. So photos and possessions of people long ago, most of whom I never met. But they still mean a lot to me. They are important to me because it enables me to know a little bit about where I came from and how they might have lived and how they might have looked. And I recently took one of those DNA tests that you might have seen advertised, Ancestry.co advertised for DNA kits. So I took that and I was very surprised, knowing my family tree as I do, that I got some Scandinavian and Finnish traces. So that's going to be quite interesting as I try and find out where on earth that came from. Possibly it could always come back to the days of the Vikings, because your DNA goes back that far. So it's important for me to know and to understand where I came from, who my ancestors were. And for the Jewish people, it was very important for them to know where they came from too, because it gave them their place, their identity in their community. And depending on which of the 11 tribes of Israel they came from, they stood in a certain rank and position. But more importantly, they also wanted to be able to prove that their family line went all the way back to Abraham, who was considered to be the father of Israel. Now Matthew, at the beginning of his book in the Bible, writes out the family tree for Jesus. And this shows that Jesus comes from the family of Abraham. If we could have that slide, Jack. So we've got Jesus, Joseph, and there's 27 generations. There wasn't enough room on the slide to put them all. 27 generations going back to King David. His father was Jesse. Then you go back another 13 generations and you come to Father Abraham. And this was important for Matthew to set out because the prophet Isaiah had foretold that out of the family of Jesse would come the Messiah who would come and save the people. So who was Jesse? Well, Jesse was the father of King David. And he, as we can see, was a direct descendant from Abraham. And God made an incredible promise to David. And he's told David that his house and his kingdom would last forever and that his throne would be established forever. And all the people who heard what Isaiah had to say and heard that he said that the future Messiah would come from the line of Jesse knew then that this new king, this new Messiah who was going to come, would be really special. And that he would come from a special family whom God had blessed and given this amazing promise to. But of course, we're not only part of our own family. We're also part of God's family. And one of the other gospel writers in the Bible, the historian Dr. Luke, also drew up a family tree for Jesus. And we've got that slide there. And there we can see that it goes from Jesus through to Mary. And then you've got 40 generations going back to King David, his father Jesse, the 12 generations to Abraham, 20 generations going back to Adam. And Luke describes Adam as being the son of God. Interesting to note, if you look at the two genealogies between Matthew's version and Luke, Matthew's taking the line back through the legal line through Joseph back to Abraham, whereas Luke takes the bloodline, because of course Joseph wasn't Jesus's real father, he was his adoptive father. So Luke shows it through the bloodline. So if you look at both genealogies, you can see that not only did Jesus have the legal line through his adoptive father, he had the bloodline through his earthly mother. And this line going back through Mary shows that he went back as far as Adam, who, as I say, Luke said, was the Son of God. And as you and I and everybody in the world is related to Adam because he was the first man to love, we too are a part of God's family. And we are his children. We are brothers and sisters going all the way back to Adam. So even if we don't know our own family line, beyond perhaps our parents or grandparents, we can however see that we are all part of God's family. And the prophet Isaiah was very close to God, and sometimes God would give Isaiah an important message for all the people. And one of those messages was that God cared for and loved the whole world and all of the people, not just some of the people. God was there for all people. And God told Isaiah to say that the world can feel like a really dark and sad place sometimes, but that God would be sending a light for all the people who would be walking in the darkness. So God's people waited patiently in that darkness for the light to arrive. And eventually, just as God had promised it would, the time came. Jesus came as the light of the world. And he also had an important message for us, because he told us that we also are lights of the world, so that we can make the world a brighter, lighter place and a better place, to share God's love with others so that everyone can live in the light and love of God. In a little while, Jude's going to be taking us through the process of making our Christingles to show that we are lights of the world and that we should shine with the light of Jesus. Jesus came to fulfill the prophecy given to Isaiah by God that the long-awaited Messiah would come from the root of Jesse, to keep that promise that God had given to King David, and that he would come and bring the light to the darkness. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you keep your promises. We thank you that you spoke to Isaiah, that you gave him that message to let people know that you would be bringing a light into the darkness. Lord, we also thank you for that promise that you gave to David, that his line would continue. And Father, we thank you that you fulfilled both those promises in the birth of Jesus, your Son, and that we too are called, each one of us, to be a light to the world, that each one of us is part of your family, Lord. We might know our own particular family tree, and we thank you for our own families. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you that we are all part of your family, and that you love each one of us so much that you gave your only Son for us. So, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.